friends, it's been a long time coming, so I appreciate you hanging on, but I'd like to officially welcome you to The Schwitz, your new favorite podcast about sports, culture, and everything in between, co-hosted by myself, my friend Jack to my left.
What's going on?
And my brother, not actual brother, but brother in the brother sense, Victor to my right.
People have actually called us brothers before. I remember we used to go out. People used to think we were brothers.
Brothers.
Yeah, it's because we're both really, really fit. That's what it is. It's like they see two fat people. Oh, God, they must be cousins.
And
like,
they're Jewish. Yeah, fuck.
They got to be related. This week, we're launching with a special NBA Finals preview where we're going to talk about everything from Kawhi to Drake to Smash Mouth. I don't know if you guys heard that, but – They're pretty irrelevant, and that was pretty strange. But first things first, how was everybody's weekend?
Weekend was great. We celebrated an amazing wedding down in Miami.
Who were you with?
I was with you two and apparently everybody from...
You were with me? I don't even remember.
I don't know which
one. It was everybody up and down the coast from Montreal to Miami. It was a big Moroccan celebration.
I'm just saying, you stayed in my room, but you checked out before I even saw you, and... left without paying a dime.
Oh, I think I did see you. You were the guy flaking from your back.
You were the guy on the boat. That was you.
You also left without paying a dime.
Yeah, that's true. Sponsored season. Well, what can we do? But we did celebrate a dear friend's wedding. We went, had a nice groomsman dinner at the Palm. Shout out next time I go down to Miami. I expect it to be free.
And yeah, game six was lit at the Palm.
It was lit. We ordered a little too much, right, Vic?
Just a bit. You know, I looked at the dessert menu and I said, two of everything, thinking I only saw four desserts in the bottom half. You know, they have like those specialty cocktails, like dessert cocktails that no one orders.
Yep.
Apparently that was all food.
Grappa.
It didn't stop with key lime pie and cheesecake. Out comes the carrot cake, which is apparently fantastic there. But at that point I was stuffed. What else was there? We had creme brulee. We had
the creme brulee was cold. I was going to say flan. There was no flan, though. We're both lying.
I dipped my spoon into something that tasted like flan.
Creme brulee, and it was cold.
Oh, it was the cream spinach.
Oh, that was so good.
It was the leftover cream spinach that got cold and hardened up.
Oh, my God. That was good. And I ordered four hot teas during the meal. You want to know why?
And I paid for it.
You want to know why you paid for it? It's the group dinner rule. If you spend less than everybody at a group dinner, you're the loser. We're all splitting it. I'm going to order mine. There's a guy that split a branzino, and the other guy's splitting a lobster steak. That's one thing, a lobster steak.
That's what we call the guy that gets the surf
and turf.
The guy that ordered the branzino is an automatic loser. He's paying for that guy's lobster.
Kosher season.
Kosher.
We call that kosher season, lobster my friend.
Season. Well, we were there. We were watching Game 6. We paid no attention to the groom. What a game that was. Kawhi just coming in with the left hand. Slamming it down and taking the Raptors to their first NBA Finals ever.
I think we're talking about the Palm. If we could just describe this, it was a private room. You felt like you were in The Godfather. There's this one long table. There's pictures on the wall. And all of a sudden, the guy goes, hey, you want to get the game up? Throws on cable. We're watching. The Raptors already, I think they were down like 15 at that point because we all got to dinner late because no one's ever on time. And two of our friends who decided to bet on the Milwaukee Bucks because they thought for sure they're going to win Game 6, then go back and win Game 7.
Morons.
They're literally celebrating when the team is up. They're up 15. I think it got to 15. And if there's one thing we've learned, games are long, and the Raptors have been doing this all playoffs long, coming back double digits. I don't even know how you can write that off into Game 6. There's so much time. It's not baseball, but there's always a lot of time in a basketball game.
By the way, hearing you rip on someone for celebrating is laughable. You got up on your chair in a restaurant, in a steakhouse, with the door wide open, yelling at the top of your lungs. Dude, you are from New York. You are not a diehard Raptors fan.
It felt like Toronto to me, baby.
I swear, I felt like I was in fucking Jurassic Park. I had Victor stomping on steaks and fucking blowing.
It makes sense. He met a couple of Montreal girls. All of a sudden, it's we the North.
North. Montreal is a good six-hour drive from Toronto.
By the way, it's not just Montreal. It is everybody in Canada.
Winnipeg.
Point, behind the
Calgary.
Raptors. Edmonton, give me Vancouver. The Grizzlies, oh, they're aching. Oh, the Vancouver fans, they moved to Memphis.
They really are.
I mean, if you're not behind the Raptors at this point, I just don't know what you're doing. Sorry. If you're not behind the Raptors and you live in Canada, I don't know what you're doing because there's no Canada team in the hockey finals, right? Who is it? It's Bruins. Who is it?
It's like those two teams with the sticks.
Yeah, the Bruins. We're not talking about hockey on this podcast. What are you, nuts? Speaking of Kawhi, Jack, I'm going to throw this over to you. People are calling him the best player in the league right now. Hot take or truth?
I think that's false. I still got him at number two. I think he's, really making a name for himself this playoffs. He's definitely been the best player in these playoffs, but I have Kevin Durant still ahead of him. I know you think he's got a torn Achilles. It's just a calf. He'll be back better than ever next season. But, this time last year, Kawhi wasn't in the finals, and nobody had him in the top five. I think he's an absolute stud, but he's not the best in the world, and I don't think he'll be in Toronto come next season.
Did you hear that Doc Rivers called him the most like Jordan since Jordan?
That's tampering 101, by the way.
You want to talk about tampering when he could go to the Los Angeles Clippers next year? All that he wants to hear is that he's like Michael Jordan.
Unbelievable move by Doc.
And by the way, I completely agree with Doc Rivers. When you watch Kawhi Leonard, he plays the most like Michael Jordan. That doesn't mean that he is Michael Jordan, but from a defensive standpoint, his mid-range game, he is the closest. He looks a lot like Michael Jordan, probably the closest since Kobe Bryant.
That was literally what I was about to say. This is the most since Kobe, and you are mistaken if you think that we haven't seen something like this in years. Kawhi is unbelievable, end-to-end defense, offense. Kobe was the exact same way, all-NBA defensive team. He's just unstoppable. You watch what he does. I think remember we were watching Game 3. We delayed watching the Thrones finale, and thank God we did, because if we missed this game, I would have been so upset.
And that fucking finale was...
It was garbage.
Double overtime?
It was double overtime. We're watching, and all the girls are like, oh my God, guys, sports, are you kidding me? Like, but then all of a sudden, they were into it.
Oh, you should have seen them.
And there's a point in the game where Kawhi...
It's like Jurassic. two dragons.
All of a sudden, they're naked. Jesus Christ.
This is where really the series shifts. Kawhi gets this steal that is like Odell Beckham, like in the first overtime. They end up going to second one. Then he at one point steals it, steps in, tight ropes the sideline, goes all the way, dunks it. The series literally turned right there. The next game, they blow them out. Game 3, I didn't even see. Safra was on the plane. Jack was in the office. I'm at a henna party. I didn't even watch the game. Apparently, Toronto just dominated.
Sick, bro. Henna party.
Apparently, game 6 was the one to watch, and you just saw the Bucks absolutely collapse. I have respect for Giannis, but I didn't see the heart on the floor. The Raptors were the better team. And for all those people, and there were these people that thought the Bucks could keep up with the Warriors, what do you have to say now? And what do you have to say about the Raptors?
Yeah, speaking of which, and this is on me. I fall victim to recency bias, no question. I thought Giannis was the best player I've seen in a really long time right before this series. And again, that's unfair for him to say that judging by those 6 games, he's no longer the same guy. But he did not look the same. He was completely defendable. I know that the Raptors are very long, but I don't know. I think we pumped the brakes on Giannis. Everybody was saying that he's going to be the best player in the league very soon. And I don't know. He can clearly be stopped by not the best team in the league.
I think he will win MVP, but he's got to be one of the worst MVPs I've seen in a while. The guy, our knock between us three on LeBron was always that send him to the foul line. He's not dependable. Give him an open jump shot. Who knows? Giannis is so much worse than that. I mean, the guy has zero jump shot. He hit a couple clutch ones. I think it was in a losing effort. I think it was game 5. But I mean, send the guy to the line, and he's missing. I mean, he starts games 0-for-4 from the line. Like, you can't be the best in the world and not be dependable at the line. It's fucking ridiculous.
He also can't pronounce his last name. I've had enough of this. He can't have a superstar.
What was that sign?
I'm going to give it to you. Antetokounmpo.
Wow.
But the sign
was great. Not in Toronto. Yeah.
Giannis ain't winning in Toronto. Antetokounmpo. It's very close.
Was that the Raptor superfan?
It was some random legend.
That guy's the biggest legend. Shout out, at one point,
he was throwing something up in the air. I don't think that's allowed. And are you Shiva League games in basketball? You couldn't stand under the hoop. This guy's throwing something up in the air behind the basket that shouldn't be allowed.
You're telling them all that we're Jewish?
Just going to be honest. If you're an NBA player.
No. We went to prep school in Riverdale. Yeah.
We went to a Christian day school.
St. Anne's.
Yep.
St. Anne's in Brooklyn Heights. Yeah.
It's the most classic name. St. Anne's.
Yeah. Smoking joints.
Very nice.
Yeah. By the way, crazy stat on that super fan. Hasn't missed a home Raptor game in 24 years.
Really?
That's 41 games plus the playoffs. Dude, the guy.
Unbelievable.
That's insane.
I'm calling bullshit on Drake being the biggest Raptors fan because he hasn't been to one away game this entire playoffs.
He's taking one for the team.
You have unlimited money. He spent how much money? Did you see his new plane?
He's a
Air
plane?
Force One.
Oh, it's beautiful.
He has a plane?
He doesn't have a plane.
He's been living under a rock?
He has a United Airlines flight 7750 murders dogs in the overhead bin. Kind of plane.
It's one of those Boeing. You could get those pennies on the dollar.
I hope it's not the 737.
Dude, I got one in my living room, bro. Dude, you might have 30 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, by the way, it's a really serious
plane. That's how he got it.
It's Air Force One. That's what he got.
Well, he's Trump.
Honestly, I give credit to Drake. He's smart. Why do you want to go on the road and sit courtside? I mean, the only guy that really did that successfully was Spike Lee.
I don't even know.
Jack Nicholson never went to away games.
Why not?
Why don't you ask him?
Why don't you ask him? You guys are buddy-buddy?
All right, I'll text him.
Good, as you should. All right, let's get into the NBA Finals. We didn't talk about the Warriors because they swept the Blazers, and I'm not going to lie, that was just an absolute
domination.
That feels
like weeks ago.
Weeks ago. They've been off for – by the way, that's a good thing to talk about. Do you think there's going to be a slump? They took a lot of time off.
I think they'll come out a little rusty. I think that's natural, like getting your win back. But it sounds like they're going to have Cousins back, which is a huge plus. I think anytime you could get talent back on the roster, it's a plus. Same thing with which we're going to talk about, the whole Kevin Durant, are the Warriors better without him? Anytime you could add fucking talent, you're better. Anytime the defense has to get up in some guy's face and you know, pay attention to another guy, it makes you better. But also, back to the Blazers, is it stock down for Cantor? I hate to say it, but, like, he was really bad. I know he was in Ramadan, but, like, what's the whole thing? Are we just
going to
let...
By the way, back to the Blazers? We were never there. How are we going back?
It's just on my mind. Like,
you're just sad because it's no longer Dame time, and
Cantor's
I'm sad
on your
also.
Mind.
And speaking of Dame time, you know, the Blazers really were the darlings of the NBA. Now it's the Raptors. Or is it not the Raptors? Because all of a sudden, everybody has a problem with Drake.
It's anybody playing against the Golden State Warriors. Yeah. We're always going to root for the team that has the best chance of dethroning the best team that we've seen in our lifetime. And speaking of the Golden State Warriors, this week, out of nowhere, the biggest super fans of the Warriors are, drumroll please, Smash Mouth. What the fuck was that? Yes, you heard me right. Smash Mouth, made famous... hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go away, losers.
Ooh, that was nice.
That was nice, right?
Apparently this isn't their first time. They said this when Bruce Bochy was going to retire from the Giants. And then when Bryce Harper decided to sign with the Phillies, they also had a problem. I think they're just trying to stir the pot.
No, they're
and
trying,
they finally became relevant.
Is that baseball?
They're trying to get Phillies. What is that?
Yeah, whoa.
I'm
what?
Just saying they have a track record of trying to be relevant.
They have
last
a track-
time I saw them was Rat Race.
That, what a movie.
Literally like 1996.
Yeah, they're trying to get Twitter followers. This is chasing clout. They have 77,000 Twitter
followers.
Oh,
you know. You know. Tell them, Blunch.
Spit on them.
Preach, brother.
Spit on that. And this is what they tweeted. They said, "Yo, Drake, when the ball in play, sit the fuck down." By the way, Smash Mouth is probably scary. They're like a scary punk band.
I feel like they're actually sweethearts. But by the way, has anyone noticed that anyone who sits courtside stands up and high-fives the players? And when they come back from their all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink lounges, they're just walking the sideline. No one – it's not just Drake. It's anyone who plays. As Ari Gold once said in Entourage, "I paid $2,000 for these. I'll get out there and launch a three if I want." And now it's not $2,000. Someone paid – 50,
fuck yeah,
someone
slick.
Someone paid $56,000 for two seats in game one.
$56,000?
By the way, that is as much as you would have paid
for. Is that
for,
Canadian?
That was, no, 77,000.
56 euros?
That's a Darren Revell fucking mic drop. But,
by the way, that is how much people were paying. I remember the three of us were actually watching this in Ben's old apartment in Murray Hill. The same night
Jesus,
that the Lakers.
We're Jewish. We live in Murray
Kobe's,
Hill.
The same
giving
night
it all
Kobe's
away.
Kobe's final game and the Warriors going for 73 wins. That was like what it was to sit courtside that night. Like $52,000. So, I mean, if this is that moment for Toronto fans, and apparently it is, I mean, it's their first time in the finals. And I think this game one being at home is so key. Not having to go to Milwaukee for a game seven, winning in game six, you have 5 days off now, granted the Warriors have had 10. Sort of feels back to the layover thing. Now we're going back because we mentioned it.
Back
it sort of feels like
back.
The Lakers, Sixers, 2001. Lakers swept everybody, get like 10 days off. Then Allen Iverson comes in, scores 50, but then they end up losing in five. I don't think that's happening.
That is an unbelievable comp.
What?
That Kawhi drops 50 in game one, the Raptors win, and then the Warriors win in five.
That was a sick series.
That was a sick
Lakers,
series.
Lakers-Philly.
I remember it very well. At the ripe age of nine, sitting in my father's bosom, reading Harry Potter.
Bruce did not. Put on the Lakers Sixers.
And you were not reading Harry Potter.
No, oh. My father was reading Harry Potter to me.
Ben was wise beyond his years.
From a young age, I couldn't read.
Was J.K. Rowling even putting out content back then?
Of course she was. What do you mean? She's been putting out content since the late 90s.
We need a fact check.
Super fan over
Timmy,
here.
We need a fact check in the
Slim?
Back.
10 points for Hufflepuff.
Vic did make a really good point. The Raptors aren't getting on a plane since their game six win until this first game. So it's not like they went on the road and they're coming back home. Like, not only do they have home court advantage, but they're staying at home. Like, I just think with all the injuries and like Lowry battling that wrist and Kawhi playing on maybe no legs, I mean, getting on a plane swells up your body. And I think the fact that they're staying local, you know, kicking it in the six.
I mean, do they have a shot? A puncher's chance, as some people like to call it.
I think that they have a puncher's chance, especially if
punter's
the
chance.
Punchers, punchers.
The, if, I think that if they have a puncher's chance.
They have a punter's chance. Apparently they're going all the way up.
I think punters can get it really up. Really? I always thought it was punters, whatever. I think that they have a chance if Canadian Customs gets involved. It's pretty underrated that they're going across some pretty secure lines, and maybe they'll just hold
beyond the wall.
Maybe they'll just detain Steph.
We're going north beyond the wall.
Exactly. We the north. So Kevin Durant not playing. I think that this whole calf strain, Achilles, I think that he has an Achilles tear and is not coming back, regardless of how you feel about that hot take. Is it a problem that he's not playing? Victor, I'll throw this over to you.
I mean, is this the same team that won 73 games?
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay, so the answer is no. You watch Steph and Clay, it's sort of unbelievable, the shots, the degree of difficulty, the screens, how they move. Iguodala is the ageless wonder that will never stop. I mean, you also have Bogut, you have Draymond, you have Bell, you got Jack's boy, McKinney?
No,
I'm kidding.
They always have these guys, McKinney and
McCaw. That's the thing.
By the way,
Warriors have these guys.
On the Raptors.
Is he on the Raptors?
Yeah.
You know who else is on the Raptors?
Serge?
Nope, our boy.
FVV?
Jeremy Lin. Our guy.
But he's coming.
Yeah,
he's making a comeback.
I truly do not think it's a problem. KD's not playing. I sort of feel Jack thinks the same, but
lies.
He loves KD. So
Jack, what do you
think? I'm going to let him charge in at me.
What do you think?
Pause.
I think
Vic, charge away.
I think the Warriors are more dangerous, and in a seven game series, they're going to need KD. Steph historically has had a game or two in the finals where he just disappears, and Clay usually does the same. These are two of the best shooters we've ever seen in our league. Our league. You like that, Slick? Our league. But, I mean, shooters shoot, and some nights it doesn't drop. And anytime you could get, you know, the 7-foot MVP back, Slim Reaper, KD Trey 5, you want him on your team. And also, the Raptors at some point would have to put Kawhi on KD. So that alone really helps the Warriors. Just any way to drain Kawhi and get at his knees a little bit, you know.
I have literally reached the schwitzing point.
You look a little rosy.
I've got bullets coming down, and I may look rosy from the sun.
Nick, take off
your
shirt.
I spent 4 hours on a daybed Saturday. I mean,
you do look a little Miami right now.
And I was put on SPF 70. I mean, I've always had problems with sun.
It is warm in here. We're drinking a nice bottle of James and Pepper, 1776 rye.
James and Pepper.
Not only is this not sponsored, but I went into the liquor store and I said, give me a bottle under $30 because that's how we do it on our first episode of our podcast.
And
celebrate with James and Pepper.
That's what happens when you go to 11 Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
But we can only talk so much about it.
Spend money out.
We'll talk 11 when we're all sponsored by 11, not just a third of the podcast. Shit.
Totally.
But it's kind of dope to be that fucking guy, bone, will that guy in the back of the entourage that's just like holding the bottle of like 42. It's
and
like,
the, and that the guy? Keto that guy's season Victor. Sign. Keto yeah. season.
Did you bring it back with you?
No, but thank you for bringing it back. I don't know if all of you know, but actually you probably saw on Instagram stories. they printed a face-size billboard of me.
Face-size?
Size of my face. It's actually much bigger than that.
Yeah.
And it was a huge Keto Season logo. We had a nice time. Drank.
Was Busta Rhymes there?
No.
By the way?
No, that was a wrestler.
Yeah.
That was the wrestler. Well, there was a table full of fucking wrestlers next to us.
All wrestlers.
Remember?
WWE.
And you turned to me and definitely the biggest wrestler of that table are jockeying for space on like a share couch.
Yep.
And I'm going at it back to back with this guy. He must have been 300 pounds heavier than me. And he
I was
and I are
say,
going at it.
I thought you were
going
to say 300 pounds. I'm like, that's insulting to 300 pounders. That guy was 550 minimum. Looked like Vic in the 60s.
What does that mean?
I don't even think he fucking felt me. I was pushing him backwards with all my might. Nope. You saw it. And at a point, he just didn't budge, and I had to get it. I relinquished half of the table, and you know what? I let him have it. Take the half of our table. We were just fine with your face-size poster, Keto Season. It was a grand time. Thank you, Blanche.
Honestly, I think the smallest guy could have killed all three of us. And you know, like when you get in a fight, like you're like the weak guy, this would be me. And like you just pick the smallest guy in the fight. Like the smallest guy would have ruined
me. So let me just be clear.
It's like a feeler. You send out the smallest
guy.
You're saying that the smallest wrestler could have killed you.
At that table.
Agreed. The smallest wrestler could have killed any of us. Honestly, I want to move down to Miami. I want to get a house. Speaking of houses, bringing us back on track, Kevin Durant put his Bay Area house on the market because he's coming over to Vic.
I won't believe it until the ink is dry on the contract. Knicks fans, it's sort of unbelievable how you can go through this. Turmoil is not even the word. It's so sad that Knicks fans jumped to this conclusion. Oh, we're getting this. Do you remember 2010? We were in high school. LeBron never came. Never came.
I never believed it. But fuck you calling us, you Knicks fans. Yeah.
Remember that.
For the record, it's the Knicks fans that believe they hear one thing and they go running to the exits. I mean, running to the exits.
We haven't won a championship in 60 years.
So you don't win it for a soul.
57.
That's
40.
57.
50,
53. 57.
56. 54. 53.
A long time. I'm so happy that the Laker fan next to me can not relate.
Oh, please. When I said you Knicks fans, I need to clarify this. I'm talking specifically about the Knicks fans that don't understand that it's a marathon.
That's all
of us.
And
all these rumors.
We all understand that it's a marathon. Our management is terrible.
And this solicitation and a yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. Until the ink is dry, stop getting excited. You're only going to let yourself down. It's the same thing with the lottery. What was that, 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? It's like, we're getting Zion. I need to bring this up, people, because Ben Stafford had people praying in synagogues, mosques.
I
don't even know. At one point, there were people down in the South Street Seaport going crazy, dancing on tables, doing a rain dance. I don't understand, and it's your fault.
Let me explain.
People are upset now.
Let me explain. I tried to use my platform for good. I have all these followers. I thought, you know, if we pray to God together, your God, my Hashem, your trio of goons in the sky, whoever you, your rainmakers, just pray for Zion Williamson and he will come to the Knicks. I even went so far as to travel to Israel, the holiest place in the world. Wake up at 3:30 in the morning, set my alarm. All of a sudden, the fourth pick, not the Knicks, we're top three. Oh, baby, cooking with gas. Knicks, Grizzlies, and the New Orleans Pelicans. Yeah.
For the record, it could have been a lot worse.
Agreed, it could have been a lot worse.
Once, because there were some, by the way, some weird trades in the future that affected. The point is, I think by the time the eighth pick was unveiled, we could have been at any point 7, 6, 5.
No.
So it's a miracle we even got
the lowest. No, the lowest we could have dropped was 5. But we had the second high, like, I think 5, we had the second highest odds to land at 5. So, I mean, it could have been worse. And this is a three-man race.
Yes, but once we were top three, we had by far the best chance of getting one because the Grizzlies had no business being there. The Pelicans had no business being there. I was excited. Zion Williamson. And then my heart was just crushed.
It sucked that it had to be the Pelicans. I mean, they've got everything now. They're so lucky. They're such a lucky fan base, the Pelicans.
Yeah, by the way.
They've got the best sponsor for their arena, Smoothie King. Let me tell you something. You walk
so
in there and you get a strawberry banana orange. You're walking out of Happy Camper. They are practically giving away seats. They refuse to play Anthony Davis. What a time to be in New Orleans.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fishy to me. Adam Silver was like, hey, you know, struggling team having trouble filling their seats. Why don't we give them the best player?
I love how Ben describes, like, as if, like, they get into a meeting and Adam Silver actually sounds like that.
You don't think so?
Your conspiracy.
It's all rigged. All sports is rigged.
I thought he was going to David Stern would have rigged it for us. You know that.
Of course he would have.
You know, he's a New Yorker through and through.
Love him.
Blue collar.
Love him. Only guy I love more than him is Goodell. Hot takes.
Yikes.
Kidding. I hate Goodell. I hate all of them.
I actually don't have a problem.
You have to, or else Barstool comes after you.
Yep.
Yeah, we hate Goodell. He's
Who?
Kidding. He's kidding.
Who?
We hate Goodell.
Who?
Roger?
Bar what?
Who?
Stool who?
Who?
We're not talking about them. We're a competitor now. Predictions for game one. Who do we think wins? I'll take this first, actually.
There you go, Ben.
I think that the Toronto Raptors win game one because I am always a fan of Las Vegas being right. The Raptors are -1. It seems like a pretty sketchy spread to me. And I think that they take game one. I think that Kawhi Leonard has a massive game. I then think that the Warriors take game two.
Well, let's take it one game at a time.
Game three.
Pun intended.
No, we're going one by one.
Let's go game one, then let's go series.
Good. So
I feel like we should have done
this. I think
this
it's
fine.
Game one
and series. Fine. So game one goes to the Raptors, series goes to the Warriors.
Hopefully this isn't the first and last time we're speaking to these people. Yeah. Let's give them game one. Let's give them a little taste. Let's give them a nibble.
Game one, Kawhi drops 40+.
Give me a number.
Kawhi drops 45 points. 7 rebounds, 6 assists in a big win.
Score
130-117.
Right now it's -1 the Warriors time I checked.
You are crazy.
All right, Slick, go.
What was that?
132-117. Remember what I said? It's not going to be a defensive battle the first game, and then the Warriors are going to take the series.
No way.
In 6.
No way.
Okay, what do you think?
No way. This is a 105-103 Raptors win. Kyle Lowry goes bonkers. It's about 6 threes. And you know who gets a big game? Norman Powell. And you have to look at the Raptors bench. It's really only 3 guys. It's Van Vliet, it's Norman Powell, and it's Ibaka.
The bench mob.
Ibaka is – you guys are making fun of me at this at dinner. Experience is key, and Serge Ibaka has it. I think the fact that he comes off the bench is such a big difference.
Don't you think the Warriors have it?
We also just make fun of you because you're an old man. Experience is key.
Experience is key.
I know this firsthand.
You know what? You laugh now. You laugh now. And when the guy's holding the MVP trophy, you can tell him.
You think Serge Ibaka, that's your hot take? Serge Ibaka's finals MVP?
You talk about a hot take. I think it just went up 30 degrees in the air. That is not my hot take, but could you imagine?
That would be crazy. Jack, what do you think?
I'm going Dubs. With or without KD, game one. Experience wins. I think it's going to be 109. Let's go 109-104. I think Steph does what Steph does. Draymond has a big game. I do think it goes 6. I think it's Dubs in 6, but I think after the Warriors get the rust off early, they're going to be clicking. They've been there. I just don't know where the Raptors could consistently get the points. Sorry, Vic, your boy Ibaka is just not going to do 18 night.
They can get it from other places. They have more than capable rotation.
I can't rely on Fred VanVleet.
And Nick Nurse has it down. For all the people who wanted to
critique him,
guy has it down. He knows his squad. He knows these guys inside and out. Besides Kawhi, who literally just got there.
It's because all those back
rubs. And a bunch of the other guys.
He's stress-free.
Basically, he got to know these guys in a year, and they're incredible, and they're in the finals, and he knows exactly where his team needs to go. He's not afraid. People want to critique him, end-of-game situations. He knows what he's doing. I think he's a coach of the year.
He's a great coach.
He's a coach of the year.
He was great in Europe. He's a really good coach. And he has his own apparel, by the way.
Hang on. You followed him in Europe?
I followed him in Europe. I was checking.
What team did he coach?
I'd wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
What team did he coach?
I'd secretly under the covers. I'd look up Euroball.gov.
Yeah.
And there I would be. It would be me, Nick. And I wouldn't be watching the game. It's just me watching Nick Nurse.
Hold on.
.gov. He was a great coach in Europe. He was a great coach. Oh, please.
He came back here to the – was it G League or D League?
None of us know anything about Nick Nurse except for the Raptors.
The Raptors 905.
Oh, he won two rings there. Stat check.
You think anybody's getting a triple-double in this series, and if so, who?
There might be multiple triple doubles in every game. There are guys here that can
what?
Get the fuck out now.
You just said might be.
There might be multiple triple doubles in every game.
I also might be hooking up with Emrata. Like, these are a lot of possibilities that we can toss out there.
Wow, you're just tossing hot take after
what
hot take.
What the fuck did you do in Miami, bro? Tell me more. I didn't see you for like 3 hours,
buddy. You don't.
I didn't
know.
See you for 4 days.
I'd actually tell you guys, but then I'd have to kill you.
Dick. What?
But I say might be. It's not crazy. And by the way, they could be on the same team.
It was a bad call.
It could be Draymond.
Tell me. Who's getting the first triple-double when?
I think it's Draymond in game two. Nobody gets it in game one.
Good.
Game one's a slugfest.
I like that call. I don't think it's going to be Draymond. I don't think anyone gets a triple-double. I think if it happens, it seems like it would be Draymond. That means game two in Toronto. Boogie's back. I think Draymond's going to be, you know, he's going to be featured until KD gets back, but I just can't see it happening. Saf, what do you think?
I think it's Steph Curry in game three. He showed us in that Portland series that he can get rebounds better than we thought that he could. And I think that everybody's going to be focused on boxing out the bigger guys for Golden State, Boogie and Iguodala and Draymond and Clay. And I think that Steph is, I think Steph has a good chance for a triple-double.
I like that call. He's an awesome guard rebounder, and he's been even better in the playoffs.
He has been a great rebounder, and honestly, that is kind of a hot take. And earlier today, we turned to Instagram, and we asked on our brand-new channel, at The Schwitz, follow us if you don't.
Dude, that channel's sick.
It's wild.
That picture today was fucking awesome.
And for the record, that is S-H-V-I-T-Z. The language of origin plugs, would be Yiddish. Use it in a sentence.
To perspire, to sweat.
The Schwitz on Instagram. We turn to our friends over there. We don't like to call them followers. We're all friends. It's a big community of friends. And we ask them for some controversial hot takes. We're going to share a couple here. From Elisheva Abraham, Golden State Warriors are better without Kevin Durant. I'll take this one. We can all respond, but I'll start. They are obviously not better without Kevin Durant, but they play equally as well without him. The point is that when you add talent, exactly as Jack said earlier in the show, you add talent onto the court, it's impossible not to be better. You're better. It's harder to guard you. But this team has won 73 wins in the past, and they are equally unguardable without him. So I really don't think it matters. Vic?
I mean, is there an echo in the room? This is the team that has won 73 games. They are more than capable, but at the end of the day, you put on the best player on the planet on the floor. There's no way you're going to be less good.
The next one, Siakam will shut down Draymond and slow down the Warriors, Raptors in six. Jack, thoughts? And that one was from Sammy Ashendorf.
Oh, Sammy.
Shout out to Sammy.
Sammy. Oh, such a cute name, Sammy.
Love you.
Draymond's like a 9-point scorer. Shutting down Draymond. You're going to shut down Draymond by taking the ball out of his hands. The guy's a point forward. I think Pascal could slow him down. I don't think Draymond's ever going to have a game where he goes off for 20 plus. I think as KD and Cousins get, you know, get back into the game and acclimated, he's naturally going to have the ball.
Jack,
less.
Stop holding back. Jack started the Pascal Siakam bandwagon. He built it with his own hands.
You're embarrassing
me. And he is
me.
Holding
brick
back
by
right
brick.
Now, supporting his
My
boy.
Back
I
hurts.
Can't, for the life of me, I don't understand what you're holding back from.
I
it's
built
literally
it.
His favorite player in the league.
Spicy P, I've been sending you Tabasco sauce since February. It's me. I'm revealing myself, okay? I built the train. It's a Pascal Siakam bandwagon. I built it in my apartment in Brooklyn.
Jesus. We're Jewish. We live in Brooklyn and Murray Hill. How much more are we going to reveal about ourselves?
How cool are we?
I actually got to leave early. I got Mariv.
Thank God.
Thank
Next,
God.
Next, from Che Shells, are the Bruins winning the Stanley Cup?
Next question.
And we're going to –
Next question.
We're going to send this down to Winnipeg. Brett!
Hey, guys, it's Brett from Winnipeg. It's snowing pretty badly out here. Yeah, the Bruins are good.
Oh, sorry, Brett. We couldn't hear you. Moving on. We don't talk about hockey on this podcast.
Fuck Brett.
That's your best Canadian impersonation.
I was honestly throwing it over to you, but you were too slow.
What else we got? I saw there were a couple other going.
From that's the same question. Allie W. Clark, Raptors in 4. Jeremy Lin averages 45 points per game. Kyle Lowry gets injured.
First thing, could we please throw her a follow? That is such a ballsy call. I love it. Anything with Lin, we're on it. Fuck yeah, Allie W. Clark.
Yep.
Reveal your fucking middle name, but fuck yeah. Lin's sanity is back. He's not playing a fucking minute this series.
Nope.
Is that Clark with one of those silent E's at the end, or
nope.
Is it just a regular?
No, but good.
Yeah,
Brandon Clark.
I thought so.
No, but like good
Brandon
question.
Clark.
Just C-L-A-R-K.
I mean, has Jeremy Lin I think the only time Jeremy Lin seen the floor was game 2 of last series when they were up 30. Other than that, I don't even know. Allie is literally on the equator. That is one of the hottest takes we have heard in a while. She is in Brazil dancing Copacabana.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going
Copacabana.
On.
Copacabana.
Maybe even a little further, Cartagena. I mean, we are
we're
getting hotter and hotter.
I will say, though, shout out to Jeremy Lin. If this podcast ever reaches you, you provided us Knick fans with such a couple of weeks of joy.
Lin sanity.
Lin,
just say it with me.
Lin sanity. It was.
It just rolls off the tongue.
It was the best time in my Knicks fanhood. He scored more. I remember he played the Lakers, scored more points than Kobe. Remember that game? At home?
I actually removed that from my memory.
Unbelievable. He was so, so good.
And then he fucked us. We're not going to get it, but he fucked us with the Rockets. That's how
they
got
he got 4 years, 46? Yeah, it was an absurd contract. Was that
that's
when he had Lowry?
That's a Knicks contract. The Knicks would sign Jeremy Lin to 4 years, 46.
Only Allen Houston.
But by...
No, Allen Houston was 5 years, $100 million.
Are we still paying the guy?
I think we finally just stopped.
Oh, God.
We're still paying Eddie
Curry.
It's like
that. It's like that Mets contract. Who was it? Benny Agbayani?
No, we did this earlier. It was Bobby Bonilla.
He gets $1 million a year or something until the year 2030.
I think it's like $35,000, but still, what a
deal. Where do I sign?
He gets a lot of money. The last DM came to us from... Jack, you submitted this DM. Sly dog trying to get followers on Jack, not John. What a dumb username.
You're embarrassing me.
Finals MVP is not named Kawhi, Kevin, or Steph. I actually don't think that that's a hot take because they like to give finals MVPs to random guys. Hashtag Andre Iguodala.
Well, it's not random. He was incredible in that finals.
Yeah, but he wasn't better than Steph Curry.
He was, and he had every big shot.
I get it, every big shot, but I'm saying they like to give it to supporting cast, the X Factors.
He was the best guy on the court, not named LeBron James, that series.
And they also didn't win. I mean, the Cavs didn't win. They couldn't have given it to LeBron. The only guy to ever get it was Jerry West in 1969.
Maybe. Jesus, Vic, again with the
I'm just saying,
references.
Nobody gets it in a loss, yes, actually. Look. It's not like they were going to be like, LeBron, take it.
Jerry West.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that because it could be Clay. I mean, your only realistic options are Clay, Draymond, and if Kyle Lowry somehow averages a double-double, maybe.
I'm gonna
the
throw
triple
spicy,
double that
I'm
talking
throw spicy
about.
P in there.
Could be. Pass. I just don't think it's crazy.
It's not crazy.
If Clay averages 10 threes a game, he's getting it.
Agreed.
I mean, 10 threes is absurd. Can I just
that's
wow, you 30 talk about hot
let's talk about the two hot takes before we close from Victor tonight. Klay Thompson averages 10 threes a game, and there will be multiple triple-doubles in every single game this series.
Might be, could be, possibly, again.
And he's slamming Emrata.
If you're out there, I'm still
and
here.
He's slamming Emrata. Well, that's our show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for our first episode, the finals preview. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Schwitz. Join us on our private Facebook group at The Schwitz. You can also find us on Twitter at The Schwitz. I'm Boy With No Job. To my right,
Victor at VWeb. Get it.
Jack at Jack Not John.
Guys, it's been really fun. We'll see you next week. Have a great night.
We the North.
Schwitz season.
Kato season.